By the mid-1960s, political control over many aspects of cultural and social life in Czechoslovakia had relaxed considerably. This was the height of the new wave in Czechoslovak cinema. In theatre, socialist realism had long gone out of fashion. And in music, the swinging 60s were already well underway. But it wasn't just through the music it was playing that Czechoslovak radio tried to keep pace with the changes. One programme that broke the traditional mould and was launched in 1966 was called The 33 Questions of Marcel Proust. These were questions that the French novelist had compiled in the belief that by answering them, you could better understand your inner self. In the programme, a well-known personality would answer questions based on Proust's list. One of those invited was a gifted young writer, whose first plays had caused quite a stir at Prague's Theatre on the Balustrade. He was none other than Václav Havel, and here he is answering some of the questions as posed by the actor Josef Langmiller.
K jakým chybám jste nejschovívavější?
Which mistakes are you most willing to tolerate?
K těm, na které nedoplácejí druzí.
Those which others don't end up paying for.
Jakou barvu máte nejraději?
What's your favorite color?
Nevím, snad červenou.
I'm not sure, maybe red.
Jakou květinu?
Which flower?
Nezdá se mi, že jsme oprávněni hodnotit takto výtvory přírody.
I don't think we are entitled to evaluate natural objects in that way. Each flower knows why it's the color it is and not another color. Each one has its own beauty, and the meaning of that beauty is hidden to us.
Krásu svého vlastního nám neznámého smyslu.
Které ze zvířat a ptáků?
Which animals and birds?
No zde platí to též.
The same applies.
Vaše oblíbená jména.
Your favorite names?
Od dětství se mi líbí jména Eliška a Václav. To druhé ne, protože je nosím, ale...
Since childhood I've liked the names Eliška and Václav. In the case of the second, it's not because it's my own name, but rather because Saint Václav has always been a favorite of mine.
Spíš asi proto, že mi vždycky býval svatý Václav sympatický.
Které prozaiky čtete nejraději?
Your favorite prose writers?
No, různé, například Kafku.
Well, there are several. Kafka, for example. So those were Václav Havel's answers. Some food for thought there for scholars of Havel's work, delivered in his familiarly gravelly tones. Another celebrated Czech writer who took part was the novelist Josef Škvorecký. He delivered his answers in deadpan tones, with a morbid sense of humour.
Co by pro vás bylo největším neštěstím?
What would be the worst thing that could happen to you?
Znova se narodit.
To be born again.
Čím byste chtěl být, kdybyste se znovu narodil?
What would you like to be if you were born again?
Nechtěl bych se znovu narodit.
I wouldn't like to be born again.
Vaše životní heslo?
Your motto in life?
Memento mori.
Memento mori.
Jak byste chtěl umřít?
How would you like to die?
Prenatálně.
Prenatally.
Kterým darem přírody byste chtěl být obdařen?
Which gift of nature would you like to possess?
Cynismem.
Cynicism.
Na čem právě teď pracujete?
What are you working on at the moment?
Právě nepracuji.
I'm not working.
Co vás k této práci přivedlo?
What led you to this work?
Příliš mnoho práce.
Too much work. So that was Josef Škvorecký. The series was immensely popular and ran for 2 years. 1 year after that, in August 1968, Warsaw-packed troops occupied Czechoslovakia. Václav Havel's plays were soon banned, and Josef Škvorecký fled to Canada, where he lives to this day.